This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Over the last several days, Mr. Speaker, there's been a lot of discussion about an open and honest debate with respect to school shootings, gun violence, gun control, etc. And an open and honest debate, as I understand it, is one that would rely on data, facts, evidence, analysis, reason, logic, etc., etc. And I'm certainly willing to have that debate. I think if we were going to look seriously at school shootings and gun control, we would analyze things like, why do all mass shootings seem to take place in gun-free zones? Wouldn't it be reasonable to test whether or not the efficacy of gun-free zones have actually achieved what their intended intent is? We'd start to look at most of these shooters come from broken homes. What sort of government policies have actually encouraged broken homes? You can look at left-leaning think tanks like the Brookings Institute that will actually say that some of it can be attributed to various cultural changes that happened in the 60s to include the abortion industry. You can look at a more conservative-leaning organizations that will say that the welfare state contributed significantly to dismantling the family as families became more and more dependent upon the government than they were mothers and fathers in the home raising children. We could look at various status with those areas within the United States and around the world that have strict gun control measures and what their crime rates look like, whether it's Chicago, New York City, Washington, D.C., and others that have incredibly strict gun laws, and yet for some reason hasn't seemed to stop the gun violence in those particular areas. We can look at the analysis out of 538, which is considered more of a left-of-center data analysis think tank, where you have several analysts now confirm through the data that they were looking at, not just in the United States, but in Canada, Great Britain, and Australia, that they were shocked that the data did not support what they thought gun control measures would actually achieve. We can look at the number of cases within the United States where a gun has been used for self-defense. Estimates range everywhere from 100,000 uses to over close to a million uses within the United States. Now, some organizations and some reporters only want to report on the ones where a gun was used and it actually resulted in the death or maiming of the perpetrator. But if you look at the ones where the gun was used and the mere presence of the firearm actually dissuaded a criminal from committing an act of violence, an act of rape, an act of murder, the number shoots up. It skyrockets. So when people on this side talk about the importance of the Second Amendment, please understand it's not just some base philosophical conviction that we all have. It is rooted in the idea that while we may be a post-Enlightenment society, the vast majority of horrible atrocities that we've seen have happened in those post-Enlightenment societies. Has happened as a result of government systematically disarming citizens and claiming themselves to be the sole responsible party for their security.
This is Nick Freitas. Nick is a former vet, Iraqi war vet, a member of the Virginia House of Delegates, a candidate for the U.S. Senate in 2018. Wow. And he goes on, and we're going to link the entire speech on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Not necessarily a speech, but comments here. And does he bring some sobriety to the discussion? Framing it in a way that is brilliant. It's a way that we need to consider if we're going to really solve the problem. See, what happens sometimes is we see an issue like this and we get so emotionally charged that we make our decisions based on emotion, not by intellect. And what Nick is doing, not abandoning emotion, but he's bringing into the conversation the facts, Jack, all right, that are undeniable. And he touched on, you know, how weapons have defended us and how the numbers go up exponentially, according to one report, at least to the tune of 100,000 incidences. We're not talking lives, but we're just talking at least 100,000 times by the lowest conservative estimates where a gun has been used to stop a perpetrator and avoid horrendous carnage or additional deaths by an evil person. And this is what they're trying to take out of our hands. Well said, Nick Freitas. This is Bill Martinez at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're back with the America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Philip Lawler joins us. He is the editor of Catholic World News, the first English language Catholic news service operating on the Internet, which he founded in 1995. Also, the program director of the Center for Restoration of Christian Culture at Thomas More College in New Hampshire. Philip, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me.
Well, grateful, you know, for you being here to talk about your book that many Catholics are going to read, and it's going to snap their neck a bit just in reading the title, titled Lost Shepherd, How Pope Francis is Misleading His Flock. Philip, I imagine this was not an easy book to write.
Not at all. It was a very difficult book for me to decide to write, and then the process of writing it was difficult as well, because no good Catholic wants to criticize the Pope, and particularly in my case, when Pope Francis was first elected, I was very enthusiastic, and I thought he was doing a wonderful thing, opening up new horizons. He had a new style. People were excited. People were talking about the faith who hadn't been talking about the faith earlier. And
exactly.
Then as the months passed and eventually years passed, I started to hear what I thought sounded like wrong notes in what he was saying and was confused and ultimately dismayed to the point where I thought, there's so much confusion, so it's time to talk about it.
It begs an analysis, no doubt about it. And what you were sensing is what many Catholics, I was born and raised Catholic as well, practicing Catholic to this day, Philip, I will tell you. And I've been challenged as well. And your book is a blessing, and I can sense the heartache that it caused you going in. That's why I said I don't think this was an easy book for you to write, because as Catholics who particularly, you know, raised to, you know, honor and respect the papacy in such a way, but in such a way that it's really hard to question things. You know, in part, sometimes you find yourself like Martin Luther, who was questioning things that were happening in the Catholic Church. And some people in retrospect say, well, Bill, that was then. It was real obvious. Well, it wasn't obvious then either. People were very emotional about supporting the church. And that was it. You had to drink the grape juice. There was no connection with conscience, that you couldn't go to God and say, God, you know, there's something here that doesn't feel right. What is out of sync here? What am I not understanding? What seems to be the problem? Yes, we should pray for the Pope. We should pray for our leadership. But beyond that, as an active participant in the faith, what's my responsibility?
Well, Bill, that's very much the sort of thing that was on my mind as I set out to write this book. I started noticing that on my writings for Catholic World News and elsewhere, when I said something critical about Pope Francis, a lot of people would tell me, would thank me for saying something that they thought needed to be said. But the other thing that was particularly striking in the reaction was people felt relieved by what I was saying.
Right.
And the reason they were relieved is because they started to think, what's going on here? Is the Catholic faith going crazy? Am I going crazy? Is the ground shifting underneath me?
Right.
And I'm trying to help by saying, no, you're not crazy, and the Catholic faith isn't going to the dogs. What we have is we have a problem with the Pope, and if you put it in perspective, the Catholic Church has been around for 2,000 years. We've had some very good popes and some very bad popes, and we've survived the very bad popes. And if this pope is causing confusion, okay, we'll survive that too. That doesn't mean it's not a problem.
Exactly.
It's a problem that needs to be addressed. But in a sense, we were spoiled by more than 30 years of popes who were first-class intellects, who spoke very clearly, and who you never had to worry about what they were saying, that they would go offline. And that's not necessarily the way it's going to be all the time. So now we have a pope who's more prone to shooting from the hip, who says things that you wish he hadn't said.
Exactly.
And it's sort of like a dysfunctional family. You know, eventually you need to make an intervention. And as I write, if you are in a loving family and you love your father and your father is doing something that is harmful to the family, at some point you have to speak up.
It may be one thing to be president and shoot from the hip. I mean, because some people might say, oh, my goodness, he's describing Donald Trump. No, we're talking the Pope here. I'm glad you get the humor because I'm not trying to be insincere here. But still, there are some things that we do expect, you know, from leadership. And, of course, for Catholics, they misunderstand what infallibility represents, don't they?
Yeah.
And they may say, well, you know, Philip, how can you attack? You know, after all, the Pope is infallible. But no, to a specific issue.
The Pope is infallible when he speaks on faith and morals and declares what the Church has always taught. In a sense, people have a funny idea, and understandably so, because the papal infallibility isn't an easy concept to grasp. But we as Catholics don't believe that the Pope is always right on everything. You know, if he says it's going to rain tomorrow, his opinion is no better or worse than yours and mine. When he speaks on morals, yes, he speaks infallibly, but he has, in a sense, less freedom to speak than anybody else because his job is to protect and defend the faith, what has always been taught. So he can only speak within that fairly tight perimeter. And if he's speaking outside that perimeter, well, then no, he's capable of making mistakes like everybody else.
Isn't that the issue at the core here? Is that the Pope would appear at times to be speaking outside of tradition, outside of those long-standing rules and interpretations of the popes before him? I mean, it's almost in a sense that there's a part of the papacy that has become dynamic, that has never been, well, I shouldn't say has never been, but when it becomes dynamic, that's when the papacy runs into problems.
Yes, well, the great Cardinal John Henry Newman, who I think will someday be named a doctor of the Church, beatified already, he made the point that the Pope can't teach anything new. He can only define old truths in new ways. Pope Francis has done an odd thing because he has very carefully avoided creating the circumstances when he would be speaking infallibly. And so he's saying things. He's not claiming they're infallible. He's putting them out there. But because people think of the Pope as always right, they think that this is covered by the cloak of infallibility. So you made the point that he's saying things that seem to contradict what previous popes said, and that's absolutely right. But he's saying them sort of off the cuff the way, so that it's not challenging. It's not, he's not claiming to create new dogma, but he is causing confusion.
Well, what happens sometimes, and this happens in politics as well, is we enter into the realm of the theoretical, but yet present it as if it's dogmatic. And that's the danger, is it not?
It is, because that just creates confusion. And when there's confusion, you have different bishops, different pastors in different parts of the world interpreting it in different ways.
Yeah, wow.
You can't have a situation where what Catholicism means in Germany is not the same as what it means in Brazil. That doesn't make sense.
Well, Philip Lawler is with us. We're talking about his brand new book, Lost Shepherd, how Pope Francis is misleading his flock. Stay with us. More from Philip on the other side of the break. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You like me? Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. He writes, faithful Catholics feel betrayed by Pope Francis. He's led them from joy to unease to alarm as he appears to undermine the perennial teachings of the Church on marriage, sex, and the Eucharist. As fundamental doctrines of morality come into question, it's impossible to pretend that Francis represents merely a change of papal style. In Lost Shepherd, how Pope Francis is misleading his flock. One of America's most experienced and incisive Catholic journalists, Philip Lawler, explains what's at stake, what's not at stake, and how the faithful should respond to this turbulent papacy. A hopeful admirer turned reluctant critic, Philip provides a sober assessment of the crisis in the Catholic Church. Some, Philip, when they hear a crisis in the Catholic Church, might say that you're exaggerating a bit.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe they would, but I mean, we've been facing a crisis for years now. The church is hemorrhaging members. There's more ex-Catholics running around than there are Catholics, and particularly young Catholics. I mean, we desperately need to right the ship, and that's a problem that's been going on for years. I'm not putting that at the feet of Pope Francis.
Right.
But in order to right the ship, we have to have some clarity, and that is the problem that I believe that he has created. The initial enthusiasm that I spoke about earlier after his
election
certificate.
Right.
And there were huge crowds in St. Peter's Square, and as I said, I had friends who were talking about the faith for the first time in years. That gradually stopped.
Mm-hmm.
That effect wore off, and the evangelical outreach that he was insisting on is absolutely needed. That part is, he's absolutely right. But in order to tell people, you know, that they should embrace the Catholic faith, you have to be sure in your own mind what the Catholic faith is. And if
exactly.
Fundamental teachings on questions like marriage and the Eucharist are sort of at sea, then how can you know what it is?
Exactly. Well, can we say we're losing an opportunity here? And an opportunity is not just about the growth of the Catholic Church. It's about the very souls that, need to be won on behalf of Christ.
Of course. And a challenge throughout the world also in terms of world culture. I mean, we're facing a challenge from militants to Islam. And I think Islam is on its way to taking over Europe, partly because there's so little opposition in Europe. There's so little strength in the Christian community there to pose an alternative to a faith that knows what it believes and is militant about it.
Exactly.
Similarly in China, where it's very distressing to me to see the Vatican is apparently about to make a deal with China that would allow the Chinese regime to select the men who are going to be bishops of the Catholic faith, which means the Communist Party is in control of choosing the leaders of the Catholic Church. It just makes very little sense to me.
Yeah, it does. And when you think of atrocities that are happening around the world, I am greatly grieved, Philip, by what is happening in Syria right now, how the people there are being annihilated. I mean, this is a rerun of World War II one more time.
It's very frightening what's happening in Syria and what's happening to the Christian community throughout the Middle East. And again, you put it right. I think it's a missed opportunity. If we had a more unified Christian witness, we could do much more for many parts of the world. And the Catholic Church, being the largest Christian denomination and also the one with the most defined hierarchy, even if you're not a Catholic, you should recognize the need for health in the Catholic Church.
Without a doubt, in all our institutions. You write and address how Pope Francis is neglecting the reform of the dysfunctional Vatican bureaucracy and the resolution of the sex abuse scandals, devoting himself instead to opening communion to divorced and remarried. Address that, if you would.
Well, if there's one thing that was very clear going into the election, the conclave, of course, is secret, but when the cardinals met before going into the conclave that elected Pope Francis, it was very clear from their discussions that they wanted effective reform in the Roman Curia, which is the governing body of the Vatican. And that reform would take several different phases, but one very important one was to clean up the financial transactions, which have provided some scandals, minor scandals for years, and a few major scandals. And also just, finance, money is the easiest way to find corruption of, of other sorts.
Right.
And so to institute responsibility and transparency and accountability were very high on the priority. And at the same time, the sex abuse scandal, which is still not behind us.
Right.
Again, the call was for accountability and for transparency and responsibility. And those just have not happened. Pope Francis has not made those top priorities. In fact, on the financial accounting end of things at the Vatican, I'd say things are worse now, more opaque than they were 5 years ago when he was elected. The old guard is more in control than it was then.
Mm-hmm.
And on the sex abuse scandal, similarly, there's been some backtracking, and you just saw it during the Pope's trip to Chile a few weeks ago, the crisis that arose there because of a bishop who has been accused of ignoring abuse, and the people of Chile finding that folks in Rome weren't listening.
Mm-hmm. Is the Vatican setting itself up for three billboards being on display there in Rome?
I'm sorry, for what?
For having three billboards, you know, like the movie, having three billboards set up in Rome on some of these issues, I mean, you know, that have not been addressed?
Sure, yeah. I think there's going to be more and more outcry, and I think some of that outcry is going to be healthy. I think that, as we said at the outset, there comes a point at which everyone should stand up and demand clarity and demand accountability and responsibility, and that would bring up, that could bring healthy change to the church.
I agree with you. I agree. This, you know, we need a purging, and this is what, you know, confession is all about. You know, that we would align ourselves with, you know, agreement with God, you know, godly principles. What did God say on these issues? How is it supposed to be handled? You know, and that, of course, this is one of the aspects of the Catholic Mass that I enjoy every Sunday, is one of the first things that occurs is we come together and admit that we have fallen short. And there is that corporate confession. But we need to be serious about it and really get down to the underbelly of this stuff and root it out if we're really going to, you know, get in alignment with God and really be the difference that Jesus intended his church to be.
Yes, and to root out the corruption and to get back to basics and, you know, get back to the root principles of Christianity and of Catholicism. Again, there's a missed opportunity here, but I don't want people to come away from our conversation feeling depressed, and let me just say this.
Yeah.
I think that this is probably a time of purging, where we Christians are going through Lent now, and we recognize the time of purging ourselves of bad influences, of sin, and of our own selfish tendencies. And I think the church at large is going through something like that now, and will emerge, as I said, it will emerge stronger.
Without a doubt. And it starts at the lower levels, you know, in the pews, where we are admitting our own guilt. And we appreciate out of that is God's redemptive power. And if he's willing to forgive us, then why can't we not forgive others, right?
Yes, and I mean, it starts with you and with me.
Yes, exactly.
And move to our communities, and we do need to ask our leaders, our pastors, our bishops, to provide the clarity that we need so that we can be stronger.
Well, Philip, I cannot thank you enough for the book. It took a lot of courage to write this book and to put it out there. It's up to believers, first of all, to pray. You know, pray to God and ask for wisdom on how to address these issues, and pray that our leaders would be imbued with wisdom as well to take on these challenges and to capture this opportunity that lies before us. Philip Lawler, his book, Lost Shepherd, How Pope Francis is Misleading His Flock. Philip, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Great job here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, take care. God bless.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow, perhaps where you live. Rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Keep your head up, keep on running. Every day the chance to press the restart button. I know it feels like no one gets you, but believe me, it gets better. Every day you'll grow a little stronger. Before you know it, your biggest fears are conquered. Be the one you are, go against the grain. Break out of the box.
Hey, this is Sean Maroney's Teens of America theme song that you're hearing right now. It's a restart in a worldview and a perspective that has held people who are dealing with health issues, particularly their weight. And we welcome you to Sean Maroney's The Obesity Revolution. Sean, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, Bill, thanks for having me. I am doing exceptional. Thank you for having me.
Well, that is outstanding. Well, exceptional is a good start of the day, and we're going to keep it rolling because we want others to join in on the exceptional health experience. Tell us your story, Sean. Why, you know, you are passionate about this obesity revolution.
Sure, Bill. You know, as the youngest of five children, I was introduced to drugs and alcohol at the age of six.
Wow.
I'm not happy about that. You know, it's you know, a bad thing, no, let alone drugs and, you know, alcohol taken over. But
you're not even the age of reason. You're 6 years old and you're bombarded with alcohol and drugs. You're kidding me. This is awful.
Yes, it is. And like I said, it was, you know, being, you know, growing up in that time, you know, I'm the youngest of five. My, you know, siblings, you know, of course, this is in the 70s, and, you know, drugs were taken over anyways, and, you know, children were being left to themselves. And, you know, by 13, Bill, I was addicted. I was a full-blown addict by 13.
Wow.
It just, you know, got bad. And, you know, high school, you know, go fast forward to high school. I played sports. I played football, baseball. And but looking at me now, you'd never know it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I kicked that drug habit about 21 years of age, I replaced it with fast food. And then combined with some of the medical issues that I had in my life, my weight topped out at my highest, Bill, at 687 pounds.
Wow.
And I'm now down 105 pounds, and I'm still going. This year mm-hmm. I lost 100 since last January, down 105 pounds. And my ultimate goal is to be a 200-pound, Bill.
Wow.
I'm on my way.
And I love it. I love the fact that your daughter, Madison, is right alongside you, thumbs up, cheering pops on. That's awesome.
She's my biggest cheerleader, Bill. I mean,
wow.
My kids are always going to run. Hey, follow my dad. He's on a weight loss journey.
Mm.
And they're working out with me. They're drinking water. You know, they're not going to learn, you know, about pop and soda from me. They're not going to learn about fast food from me. And they are my why, Bill. You know,
mm-hmm.
that why,
yeah.
My daughters are why I found my way. So they changed my life, ultimately.
Well, speaking of why, Sean, why is 40% of America obese today?
Well, here's the thing. That's a great question. Well, think about this, Bill. We do ask that question, why, with all the diets out there and the triets, you know, and, you know, get on this, you know, Nutrisystem. You got somebody up there saying, well, I lost 50, you know, pounds. I'm on this system, or take this bullet. You know, everybody's looking for a magic bullet type
mm-hmm.
or, you know, hey, I'm going to do this. And you would think with everything out there that the numbers would have went down. But since this last year, the numbers have went up. Obesity in America is at the highest it's ever been in 30 years now, Bill.
Wow.
And the reason it is look at every corner, there's fast food. Look at, you know, accessible food. You know, why don't they have a health food store, you know, on everything? Why is it so expensive to, you know, have it? I'm not making an excuse. I'm just explaining.
No, well, you're just saying, you know? You're saying here's there's many others. Some might say, Sean, as well, is that our culture's become very soft. We run to appeasement and satisfaction. You know, God forbid that we have any hard things in life that we are subjected to because, you know, we have raised a generation that says it's never enough, right? Here. And have another candy. Let me give you another piece of candy. Or a Twinkie to pacify you, right?
Yeah, or they take the Twinkies off the shelf and put them back on. You know, they have a shelf life of, what, 2 million years or something like that? So, you know, with the additives and preservatives that are, you know, put into those things. And, you know, it's all about, you know, how you train your mind, that mental toughness. And, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And I think it's very accessible that we have bad or is right at our fingertips. And then to do good, you get overwhelmed. And then like me, 687 pounds, you get 500, 600 pounds, you're overwhelmed because you don't, like, what do I do? Well, somebody says, well, Google it. Well, what do I do? Do I do this diet? Do I do the keto diet? Do I do low carb, high fat? Oh, now they're telling me this. So it's people just say it's a big enough mountain that they want to get up, even to lose 50 or 100 pounds. It's just like, man, you know, try it one day. You know, everybody says a New Year's resolution. You know, well, they do it, then the gyms are full from January till March, and then it's out there.
And we know that 70% of those that sign up in January are gone by March.
Exactly, Bill. And that's a travesty. You know, it's promoting a healthy lifestyle. I have to get rid of the word diet out of my life because diets have made me to where, you know, I was depressed. I was discouraged because I couldn't do this. Well, whenever I change my mind, which is overcoming that mind and then becoming a better version of myself and saying, okay, this is a lifestyle. It's not
just
a one and done type thing.
That's it is a lifestyle change, no doubt about it, that you have to consider. It is thinking about yourself different. Like you say, healthy thoughts and what you're projecting. You know, what do you see?
Yes.
Yeah, 687 pounds is what the scale may tell you right now, but you're seeing 200 pounds. So everything that reminds you of 200 pounds, that's what you need to focus on, right?
That's a great point, Bill. And I'm setting my eye on the prize and saying, I'm going this way. I'm going to get there. And just matter of fact, I'm actually in my doctor's office right now doing a procedure. I have stage 4 lymphedema.
Mm.
I'm here in Kansas City and they're doing a procedure that's going to be groundbreaking that mm-hmm. everybody, I went there, doctors were dismissive. Trainers turned me away. So up until my trainer, Brandon Gore, took me on, I mean, he changed my life this last year. I mean, there's nobody like Brandon Gore. Now my doctor, Dr. Kip Van Camp, we're in here doing a groundbreaking thing on me because it's not just eat less, move more. You know, there's genetics. There's, you know, medical issues. There's, you know, this and eating bad. And then all of a sudden it turned into a perfect storm for me. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I gained this weight and people just say, well, eat less, move more. Well, you just need to go on a diet. Well, I've heard all that and I mm-hmm. tried that. And it's just an explanation. I'm done with my excuses. And I said, I'm done. I'm going to get my life back.
Well, your encouragement is to others here. I mean, if the obesity rate has now risen to 40%, as you say, it's the highest that it's been in 30 years. You could probably go back and maybe even say in history, it's the highest it's ever been. And so what is your prescription here, Sean? We got about a minute and a half left, so we got to bring this home, which isn't to say I want you back. We're going to have to do follow-ups on this. I appreciate your passion.
I'd love it. I'd be honored, Bill. Yeah. Well, here's the prescription. You know, I looked for a prescription for years, and I couldn't find it. Well, like I said, my pain has turned into my greatest platform. You know, I'm here in my doctor's office. I have a trainer that is the head of, you know, the obesity revolution. I have a doctor, Dr. Van Camp, who's the head of doctors. So now what we're doing, if you go to theobesityrevolution.com, we are now helping our PSA tour that's going in all the schools. I have ambassadors that are going ahead of me to beat childhood obesity. We now have a membership right now that's absolutely free. People can sign up for it. They get meal plans. They get workout plans that are done by me and my trainer, and now Sean 360, which is a healthcare advantage, Bill, that I didn't have any of that, and my pain is now my greatest platform, and now people can go to theobesityrevolution.com and sign up for that, and they can get their life changed too. And I'm there. I'm accessible. I'll do whatever I can because I want to help people, and that's my mission now, is to get other people that are obese, because 30% of that 40% never come out of their home, Bill.
Exactly.
That's me.
Wow. Well, Sean, thank you so much for your commitment and passion, and we're going to do everything we can to come alongside and support your efforts. Thank you.
Well, Bill, thank you.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we got a treat for you, really. This is a New York Times best-selling author and a pastor that, boy, I'll tell you, I've known of Jensen Franklin. I think our orbit has come close at times to connect, especially when I was in Orange County, California, based out of there for many years, and I saw his church explode there in Irvine, California. And it exploded because of a key quality there, and I'm glad that he's writing about it now, because that's what exuded. The times that I visited his church, you could not help but be connected with the love of God there. It's been 5 years since the release of the New York Times bestselling author, megachurch pastor, last book, and only one topic, they would say, is fitting for his return to publishing. That is love. His brand new book, Love Like You've Never Been Hurt. Pastor Franklin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm doing wonderful. It's great to be with you.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about this issue of love, because this is the thing that's tough, is that we walk around, we're injured, and you know, all the offenses get in the way. And one of the things that always echoes in my heart when I read about Jesus, when he healed somebody, he'd say, look it, you know, you've been healed, go walk in your healing and sin no more. And if we're not loving, in a sense, we're giving an opportunity for sin to re-entrench itself, are we not?
Well, absolutely. And Jesus' teachings are very strong on this subject. As a matter of fact, there's only two subjects in all the Bible that God devoted an entire chapter to. One is faith, and that's Hebrews chapter 11. Everything's about faith, by faith, this Bible character and that Bible character. It says by faith, by faith, by faith. And then 1 Corinthians 13, mm-hmm. and it's a chapter about love. So that tells you, you know, that one without the other, that faith and love are the key. But, you know, what happened to us, Bill, was, I guess we were the picture-perfect family. My wife and I have been married 30 years. We had five beautiful children, four beautiful daughters and a son. And everything was beautiful and lovely. And my oldest daughter went off to college about 9 years ago. And this all happened, and it changed. It changed everything, just the same old story. She got around the wrong people. She got involved in the wrong things. It became so desperate that we brought her home, and and it got even worse. She ran away. Our home was devastated. Our family was devastated. It had a domino effect on her siblings, and two of them went down the wrong road. And, man, I found myself in a dark, dark place that I never, ever in my wildest dreams thought that I would find my family. Mm-hmm. And I was hurt. I was angry. I was bitter. My wife and I were just broken. And to make a long story short, God began to deal with us. And this little phrase came across my desk one day, love like you've never been hurt.
Wow. Yeah.
And it was a game changer. Yeah. And I began to delve into it. And I wrote a series of messages off of that theme that so impacted our church when we decided to remove the ministerial front and tell people what we were going through and tell them that our home, even though I preach to thousands of people every week and we've got six campuses and a worldwide television ministry and all of these things, it does not mean you're immune from conflict and great trouble in your own family.
Well, I can only in part, I mean, everybody's personal story is their personal story, and you are very vulnerable in sharing this with everybody. As you say, you drop the veil of the pastorship and to say, hey, look at, you know, here we are. We're just like you. And I'm sure some of the body probably felt like, well, you know, I forgot to pray for our pastor. I forgot to support his covering. And, you know, so when you talk about the domino effect, not only from your family, but everybody else around. And here you are years later, you're able to talk about what you went through that anybody that has been affected by love at all could relate to this and just have, you know, all kinds of sympathy toward you and your family for what you endured. And, the first thing I thought of is, I mean, here you are, you're serving the Lord. And I went through an experience myself, Pastor Franklin, that it was a situation I'm going, Lord, where were you? I'm doing your work. And, you know, if anybody's going to watch my back, I thought it would be you. What happened? Yeah, and I'm sure you probably went through something similar to that. Did you not?
I absolutely did. And again, you know, when the people who you love the most can hurt you the most.
Yes.
And I think the enemy knew that for me, you know, I'm not going to become an alcoholic. I'm not going to go. I love my wife. By God's grace, I'm not going to cheat on her and do something crazy. The enemy knew the way to get to me was through my family.
Right.
And and what astonished me, Bill, was when we began to share this series of messages, how that the body of Christ, our church, you know, I was scared. I thought, well, we'll probably lose people, but I'm not going to get up and fake it. I'm not going to get up and act like we're going through hell.
Right.
And when I did, it was astounding that the people were weeping and crying and saying, you have no idea. It's the exact same thing we're going through.
Yes.
We're fighting for our family. We're fighting for our lives and our marriage. And, you know, whether it's an addiction or whether it's a child on drugs or whether it's somebody's run away or siblings are not speaking because of a disagreement and a dispute, how can we live in the same town and never call one another and never speak to one another because we're offended? And for me, the big thing was, you know, I raised my children different. So it's almost, I almost felt like I'll just cut them off until they get their act together. And God began to deal with me and say, you're never lowering your standard when you love.
Mm-hmm.
You're never compromising when you love. You're never, you're never doing something wrong when you love people who have messed up their life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we began to love our children like that, you know, to teach them that you might have made a mistake, but you're not a mistake.
Exactly.
To teach them that you might have fallen, and I did, and you did, but God never gave up on us. God never threw us aside. And Bill, I'll never forget, in one of the darkest times, I really hit such a wall that I said, I think I'm going to I'm just going to quit. I just feel like I need to resign. I don't feel worthy to get.
And maybe God, maybe God's trying to tell you something here to move you,
exactly.
move you on. Right?
You know how Satan will accuse you too.
Sure.
You know, Satan will come and just tell you you're a failure and you've been a terrible father. And I knew I had put my family first. I knew I had done everything I needed to do. And an old minister, 82 years old, called me out of the blue one day. And I really feel like people listening need to hear this as a parent.
Right.
And Sharice and I were so low. And he called us and he said, I told him I feel like quitting. And he said, now Jensen, I want to tell you something. He said, God had two children named Adam and Eve. And he had them in a perfect environment, the Garden of Eden. And then he said, and you know what else? He spent quality time with them. The Bible said he walked with them in the cool of the day every day. And he said, they messed up, and he didn't resign being God.
Amen.
And he said, you're not going to resign being pastor. And you know, we just kept loving them. And to make a long story short, every one of them are in the ministry. Every one of them are serving the Lord. God did miracles that only God could do, and I want to give people hope that, you know, he's not just God of what you've got and what you lost, but he's God of what you've got left and the miracles and what you've got left.
Well, this is the power of love, ladies and gentlemen, and I think that we so underestimate. You know, we see God who loves the world so much that he sent Jesus to redeem his creation. Time and again, and you think about it. I mean, I think even, you know, pastor of Abraham, you know, going out to sacrifice his son, a son he waited all his life for. And out of faithfulness, he's willing to sacrifice his son and the heartbreak that must have been going through him. But it is love that redeems us beyond ourselves. Like you say, you're totally poured out. You have nothing left. And, you know, you have people would come in and, oh, you know, tough love is required here. You just need to let them go and let the world teach them a lesson. And but you know in your heart that, but God has a better way. And through this,
you hear people say, you know, time heals all things. That's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
Time doesn't heal these kinds of wounds. They fester.
Yes.
And then you hear people say, just forgive and forget, as though what happened was okay. Forgiveness is not saying what they did was okay. And when somebody betrays you, let's say your husband has been unfaithful or a brother stole money from you or somebody did something horrible, forgiveness is not saying I'm good with that. You can forgive and forget, meaning you remember it differently.
Yes, exactly.
It becomes a point of reference of how far you have come by the grace of God and what forgiveness has done. When you think of that person and what they did, you don't do it with anger and bitterness and hatred, but you do it with the fact that God has brought you so far through forgiveness.
Yeah.
And you know, that's what the book is about, love like you've never been hurt. It is possible. God can give you victory where you've hurt the most.
Maybe you remember at a healthy distance, you know.
That's true.
Maybe that's part of the process. It's not so much that you get over it, but you get through it. And that's what God wants us to do, is to get through this process, to appreciate, just like you and Sharice and your family have come to realize. And you've blessed us with this book. Pastor Franklin, thank you so much. Boy, this book is so powerful. It is so true. And again, I thank you for your vulnerability and your honesty. This is going to help a lot of people. Love like you've
thank
never
you so
been
much.
Hurt. Pastor Jensen Franklin, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Bless you, Bill.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of